USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has COVID. He said he's dealing with mild symptoms after testing positive Monday. He noted he hasn't seen the president since late July. Biden recently finished battling the virus himself. Austin said he's fully vaccinated and boosted twice. He previously had COVID at the beginning of the year. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz isn't happening Monday. The hearing to consider the admissibility of certain expert witness testimony and evidence was canceled. A status hearing is now scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, with jurors set to return next week when the defense is set to begin presenting its case. The jury will decide whether Cruz gets the death penalty or life in prison for killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Voters in Wyoming and Alaska are heading to the polls on Tuesday. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is facing an uphill battle in her GOP primary against attorney Harriet Hageman, who won the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Cheney has outraised Hageman by over $1 million, with most of that money coming from outside the state. As far as what's happening on the ground in Wyoming, this voter tells MSNBC who he'll be voting for.
I'll be voting for Hageman because I think she stands more for Wyoming values than Liz Cheney. I had a lot of respect for Liz Cheney, and some of the things she's done in recent, I didn't think it represented the voice of the Wyoming people. And so I chose to vote for Hageman.
The FBI is releasing a report regarding a fatal shooting that took place on a movie set.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined that the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust in New Mexico required a pull of the trigger to fire the weapon. As according to a forensics report, Alec Baldwin was holding the gun when it fired, killing the woman. Actor Alec Baldwin's attorney disagrees with the FBI's findings. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is holding steady at $3.95 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.